The Bible says that my tongue has power and that I release power through the words I speak. Every word I speak either has life-giving power or death attached to it. If I speak about fear, I give power to fear in my life. God's word tells me that He has not given me a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit, but not from God. His perfect love casts out all fear. God has given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Words connect me to the power of the Holy Spirit or to the power of evil spirits. In John 6:63, it says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life." This is why I will do like Jesus did and live on every word that comes from the mouth of God, because whatever I choose to talk about, I give power to in my life. I will keep myself paying attention to God's word, listening closely, not letting it out of my sight, but getting it into my heart by speaking His word from my mouth. God's word produces life and health to my whole body, every part of it. God's word gives me length of days in one hand and riches and honor in the other. The Bible says, if I don't understand the power of words and their ability to produce much fruit, I will not understand any of the parables or know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. I will not let His word depart from my mouth. I meditate on it day and night because speaking His powerful words make me prosperous and successful. The incorruptible seeds of God's word give me a healthy, powerful, and whole life. I am literally in a word war. Jesus and Satan battled not with guns, fire, armies, or swords, but just words. Every word matters. I will learn to choose my words wisely. Words guard me, steer me, become me. Jesus, the Word, is my way to a strong foundation in every area of my life. When I call on the name of the Lord through the words I speak, I am saved from every kind of destruction. Speaking God's Word makes me powerful and free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. These 40 days on the power of words teaches me to use my mouth for the glory of God. Whatever I do in word or deed, I do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. My words will be used to bless, not curse, heal, not hurt, bring freedom, not bondage, lift up, not tear down, bring life, not death. I will learn to use the power of my tongue to bring people out of every kind of darkness to the marvelous light of Jesus. Week 1. The words I speak can defile me and be a snare, a trap to entangle me in trouble, an unexpected evil. Any area in my life where I'm stumbling, God's word tells me that speaking the wrong words is my problem. My words form me and my life. I am wise by speaking God's word because it keeps me strong and secure and free from falling when the storms of life come. I shall be satisfied from the fruit of my mouth. Words I speak set the course of my life and steer me in the direction I will go. Just as we can turn the whole animal and make him obey us when we put a bit in its mouth or steer a huge ship by a small rudder, so my tongue, the words I speak, steer my health, my family, my relationships, my finances, my ministry, all areas of my life. My mouth, the words I speak, are able to set my whole family, a whole church, a whole nation on fire for God when I speak and confess God's word. I overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Speaking God's word makes me a powerful witness for Christ. Words are powerful and can be reckless, piercing like swords and doing extreme damage, or they can be wise and bring total healing. I use the words I speak to bless even my enemies, as I was once an enemy of God and he blessed me. I do not let unwholesome talk come out of my mouth, but only words that are helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit all. I will not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but let him use my tongue, because without the Holy Spirit, my tongue is unruly, evil, and full of deadly poison. We plant seeds in the ground, looking for growth and expecting a harvest. Jesus said, "Words are seeds." Therefore, I expect much fruit in my life through speaking God's word. What I believe, I speak, and when I believe God's word, Jesus, and speak it, out of my heart flow rivers of living water. Jesus said that the kingdom of God functions through words, the seed principle. And if I don't understand this parable on seeds that shows the power of words to produce great things, bear much fruit, even 30 to 100-fold harvest of what was sown, I will not understand the mysteries of any of the parables. The power for life is in my tongue. Literally, words are my life. Like a seed, the word of God may not appear to be alive, nor look like much, but it is. It's God, Jesus himself. That's why it's able to heal, deliver, and save me to the uttermost, and is living, powerful, and full of God's divine power for everything I need for life. I understand that seeds start very tiny, but grow into something very big. Every word of God I speak, I'm planting an incorruptible seed in my heart that will produce exceedingly abundantly above what I could think or imagine. May my speech not be with persuasive words of human wisdom, but always with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. When a seed of God's word gets planted in my heart, it's buried like a seed in the ground and takes time and care before it bears fruit. Only by continuing to speak his word will those seeds grow and manifest in my life. Depending on the kind of words I speak, seeds I plant, will depend on what I will harvest. The words I speak are the hand of power to produce life and death. I choose to bless or curse every time I open my mouth. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating, dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. My tongue is the most powerful instrument I possess. Knowing that I reap what I sow, I will not sow seeds, words, from my flesh that reap destruction, but seeds of God's word to reap eternal and abundant life. It's not what goes into my mouth that defiles me, but what comes out of my mouth. This defiles me. By the words I speak, I will be justified or condemned. It's critical I speak God's word. Just as I am fully convinced that corn seeds will produce corn, I'm also persuaded that the incorruptible seed of God's word spoken from my mouth will produce rich blessings in every area of my life, as God has promised. If I don't control my tongue through speaking God's word, I deceive my heart and my faith is worthless. When God released power, he did it by speaking words. Jesus, too, simply spoke words, and power went out to calm a storm, curse a fig tree, remove demons and sickness, and even bring back dead people. Jesus also called me to speak words to release power over my life and circumstances. Jesus told me to speak without doubting to mountains in my life and tell them to go into the sea, and it would be done. People were asking in amazement where Jesus got this kind of authority, power. That same authority, power, has been given to me in Christ. The devil knows how powerful God's word is to produce abundant life in me, so he comes to steal, kill, and destroy these powerful seeds in my life. I resist the devil by standing firm and speaking my faith in God's word. The devil sends persecution against the words of God sown in my heart, using worry, desires for other things, and deceitfulness of riches to choke out his word. God promises to supply all my needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus, the Word. I delight myself in the words of God and keep meditating on them all day long, so not to be deceived with empty words. This prospers me in whatever I do. I let the Lord satisfy my mouth daily with good things through speaking His word, and He renews my youth like that of the eagle. I overcome every kind of evil with good by speaking God's word. What comes out of my mouth should not be both blessing and cursing. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will tell my soul, bless the Lord, bless His holy name. When I boast in the Lord. I give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercies endure forever. Giving thanks keeps me from ungodly, useless, and idle talk. I stand up to the devil like Jesus did by speaking the word of God and show that my supply too is from every word that comes from the mouth of God. Words are the maker or breaker of every relationship, victory, and winning battle. That's why I hate words that are evil and I cling to words that are good by speaking God's word. I always keep my speech and conversations full of grace and seasoned with salt. God tells me, above all, to guard my heart, for out of it springs the issues of my life. He tells me I guard my heart by keeping my mouth from deceitful and corrupt talk. Therefore, I do not worry saying, what shall I do, or how will this work out, or any other worry words. Guarding my mouth keeps my soul from trouble, evil, and destruction. I can bridle my whole body and get it under control and live a healthy, fruitful, and whole life by speaking the words of God. As I hold firmly to speaking God's word, I'm able to do all things without complaining and arguing and shine like stars in the sky. Because I've changed the way I speak to using the powerful words of God, I'm being transformed day by day into His very image. My mind is freed from blindness, and I can see Jesus, and His Spirit gives me freedom. Words I'm thinking will produce my ways. God's thoughts and ways are higher than the heavens from mine. God's ways are good, pleasing, and perfect. God wants me to call those things that do not exist as though they do by speaking His word and be fully persuaded that His word will do exactly as He says it will. Speaking what I don't see yet, knowing it's a seed and it will grow and harvest. His word is perfect and refreshes my soul, makes me wise, wiser than all my teachers. It gives me the fullness of joy to my heart, keeps me from stumbling, and gives light to my eyes that I may see clearly. My tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord in every area of my life by saying, He's my shepherd, I will lack nothing. When I use my mouth to give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and mercy and declare His promises, I'm seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things are given to me. Jesus said that He is the way. Jesus is the Word. Therefore, the Word is the way. The Word is the way to whole health, body, soul, and spirit. The Word is the way to every good and perfect gift from above. I am wise, teaching my mouth how to speak and adding learning to my lips every time I speak God's word. I'm listening carefully to God's word, eating what is good, and my soul delights in abundance only through speaking His word. When I drink the living water of the word, I never thirst again. As I remain in Him and His words remain in me, I ask for what I desire and it is given to me. God's word always steers me on the path of righteousness for His name's sake and a place of great rewards. I am called to fix my eyes on Jesus, the Word, so that when the day of evil comes, I will be able to stand my ground against the devil and his evil plan for me. I dwell in the shelter of the Most High. Every time I say with my mouth, He is my refuge and my fortress. I don't listen to words of counsel that are ungodly. I delight myself only in God's word by speaking and meditating on them. By this continual contemplation on His word in my mind all day, I become like a tree planted, rooted, and established on a strong foundation. I yield fruit, and not one thing in my life withers. I'm blessed because my confidence is in God's word. I keep His word always on my lips. Not letting His word depart from my mouth day and night makes my way prosperous, and I have good success. The words I speak are seeds. These seeds will be planted, and a tree will grow and prosper, and the tree will produce fruit. The resulting increase will either be good fruit or bad fruit, depending on what words, seeds, I speak. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Words of God are life and health to our whole body, every part of it. The word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. When I speak a gentle answer, it turns away wrath. But if I speak a harsh word, it stirs up anger. Since a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness breaks the spirit, I will keep confessing the words of life in God's word. I enjoy length of days and long life, as well as riches and honor through speaking God's word. God's will for me, His beloved, is to prosper me in all things and be in health, just as my soul prospers. His word prospers my soul and all things in my life. Because seeds are words, I believe that if I plant a corn seed, I'm going to get corn. You couldn't convince me that a corn seed will produce anything other than corn, no matter how hard you try. That's why I believe so strongly that the incorruptible seed of God's word will produce exactly as it says, health and blessings in every area as it promises. I will not be persuaded, tricked, or steered away from God's word by the enemy that the seed of God's word will not produce what it says. God is not human that He should lie. I accept God's word as true, and I receive 30 to 100-fold increase in my life. In Him, Jesus the Word, I am truly complete in every way.